getting stronger. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden says the latest jobs numbers reflect good news for the economy.
President Biden credited his economic and pandemic-related plans with the job growth and insisted that between that and lower American debt levels, the economy is strong.
Well, we can build on that foundation, build a future of stable, steady growth, so we can bring down inflation without sacrificing all the historic gains we've made.
He said while he's trying to tackle bringing down everyday costs, it's difficult due to what he called Putin's price hike, Russia's war in Ukraine. But he also said he's tackling the federal deficit.
The Treasury Department is planning to pay down the national debt this quarter, which never happened.
He said other costs could be brought down if Congress would pass his clean energy and drug cost plans. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidate David McCormick has conceded the contest to Dr. Mehmet Oz after a week-long recount.
I will do my part to try to unite Republicans and Pennsylvanians behind his candidacy, behind his nomination for the Senate.
Oz had led McCormick by 972 votes before the recount out of more than a million votes cast. Dr. Oz issued a statement reading in part that he is tremendously grateful for McCormick's pledge of support in the fall election. Former Trump aide Peter Navarro indicted on contempt charges for not complying with a subpoena from the January 6th committee. After his hearing, Navarro spoke with reporters.
This government is acting like an authoritarian government, whether it's vax mandates or this case or anything in between.
Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that the DOJ has decided to not charge former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino, the former Deputy Chief of Staff, who also failed to cooperate with the panel. The newspaper cited a letter from the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia to the House General Counsel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A warning from senators. The U.S. military relies too much on supplies from China, and the U.S. needs to act.
Rare earth minerals are used in nearly all the equipment the U.S. military relies on. 17 elements used in high-tech electronics. If this supply chain fails, planes will stop flying, tanks will grind to a halt, and the U.S. military may have trouble communicating. Senator Tom Cotton warns that if China decides to halt this supply chain, the U.S. military would run out of these elements in less than 1 year. It's an issue that has rare bipartisan support. Senators Tom Cotton and Mark Kelly have introduced legislation to help create a larger stockpile for the U.S. military, along with creating more incentives to mine these minerals inside the U.S.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The hardline stances of many conservative Catholic bishops in the U.S. are not shared by most lay Catholics. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The poll finds most U.S. Catholics say abortion should be legal, favor greater inclusion of LGBTQ people, and oppose the denial of communion for politicians who support abortion rights. The poll was conducted in mid-May, shortly after a leaked draft opinion indicated the Supreme Court could reverse Roe versus Wade. After losing 7 of their last 9 games, the Phillies have fired manager Joe Girardi.
Bench coach Rob Thompson has been named interim manager for the club through the 2022 season. The Phillies also say that coaching assistant Bobby Meacham was also relieved of his duties. Girardi became Phillies manager in 2020. His teams lost 11 more games than they won. Overall record 132-141. Phillies open a series at home Friday against the Los Angeles Angels.
Fox's Jared Max, Wall Street. The Dow lost 348, the NASDAQ off 304, the S&P off 68 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.